Manual, Chapter 2, Section 4. Foursquaring using hand tools. Wood can be flattened and straightened with hand tools as well. The process is slower, quieter, and a lot more work, but it is certainly doable. Because for most woodworkers, flattening with hand tools occurs only infrequently, only a summary of the hand tool process will be described. First, choose the side to be flattened and orient the workpiece so that the grain rises in the direction of planing. If the board is cupped, plane the convex side because the board will lay flatter when resting on the raised edges. Clamp the board in place either between bench dogs and a tail vise, or wedge the ends of the board between two thinner pieces of wood clamped to the workbench. Use a scrub plane with the edge of the blade set to cut about 1/16 inch below the sole of the plane. Cut at a diagonal across the grain, trying to plane the high spots while avoiding the low spots. This is very difficult. Plane diagonally across the entire board, then plane along the opposite diagonal. Check flatness with the straight edge and plane additional areas as necessary. The scrub plane will leave a slightly scooped surface along each line of cut. Now switch to a bench plane and plane either diagonally or with the grain, whichever seems easier. Plane away all scooped areas, both ridges and valleys, until the board is flat. You will know the board is flat whenever you are able to plane long, continuous curls of shavings from one end to the other. Check with the straight edge and feeler gauge to determine if the board is flat. Now you must make the opposite face parallel to the first plane face, so there is equal thickness throughout the board. Use a marking gauge to scribe a line at the necessary thickness around all edges and ends of the board. Clamp the board in place and use a scrub plane diagonally to plane off most of the excess thickness. Once the board becomes reasonably flat, switch to a bench plane and continue planing either diagonally or with the grain down to the scribed line. To plane the first edge flat, make up a shooting board using a wide board as the base and a narrower board with an exactly flat jointed edge as a fence. Clamp the workpiece between the base and fence, with only the slightest bit of the workpiece's edge protruding beyond the edge of the fence. Use your longest plane, ideally a 24-inch jointer plane, with its iron set exactly parallel to the sole and square to the sides of the plane. Now lay the plane on its side on the base of the jig and begin to plane the edge of the workpiece. Plane until you are able to take one long, continuous, full-width shaving from one end of the edge to the other end. Next, use a saw to rip the other edge to finish width. Finally, use a saw to cut the end square and to length. The key to smoothing wood with edge tools is having very sharp blades. Wax the sole of the plane either with paste wax or with paraffin to reduce friction and make the plane slide more easily. Hand tools may seem like an awful lot of work, and they are a real challenge for the novice. But with practice and very sharp blades, the novice soon gets the hang of it, and the work seems a bit easier. Before long, the woodworker no longer worries about how hard the job is going to be, and notices it's quiet enough to hear the whoosh of the plane's blade neatly slicing away gossamer-thin shavings. At that point, the woodworker realizes the flattening job really can be done with hand tools and without overwhelming effort. End of chapter 2, section 4.